The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up? This is
a big
party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Stop right on.
All right, good evening and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. How you doing, Evan?
Doing all right, man. Yeah, you can text us. That's me sitting here, you know. I'll reply. I'll get back to you.
You know, man, I want to talk about the biggest story that's happening right now, and I haven't been talking about it. I've been watching conservative radio, and I mean, watching conservative television,
yeah,
and listening to conservative radio. And are you aware that the Jesse Smollett trial is going on, man?
Yeah, yes, I am. And it is a banger. Ooh, this stuff is getting intense.
I mean, the amount of time that they have spent on that.
And don't get me wrong, like it was like an awful thing to do. Like it's terrible.
Listen,
but
man, I'm not going to spend,
come on now,
any time,
yeah,
on something so ridiculous.
Punish the dude, go that, home. Yeah.
That the conservative network has gone nuts over it and spent hours and hours and days.
Wasn't that like 2.5 years ago?
Whatever it was, why is it such a major issue with them? And if I, let me get to why I'm so worked up about the fact that they can't find anything more important to talk about.
Yeah.
Than the Jesse Smollett trial. Maybe some of you may not know who Jesse Smollett is. I've never seen him. He was on some show.
Yeah, he was on Empire. Yes.
Yeah, something I've never seen. And it was, I guess, an award-winning show. And I don't know, a year or two ago, he claimed that he was beaten up by white supremacists. Am I right in that assessment?
Yeah, that it was like this sexually motivated assault, like this,
yeah,
this really intense situation. Yeah,
he happened to be a gay guy, and so, you know, that's what took place, and turns out it didn't happen, and so now, because of that trial, I guess Republicans have been waiting on this trial because there's nothing more important,
nope,
than whether or not Jesse Smollett is guilty or not. But here's what I want to talk about, man. I was reading this article, man, today in the Alternate. And this article is by a man named John Storer. It was published December 8th, 2021. And while I was reading it, and I got some other things I want to talk about, but this is number one,
yeah,
on the list. And I got to thinking, they won't talk about this, but they are talking about Jesse Smollett. Let me read a couple paragraphs of this.
Yeah.
My faith in democracy is being tested. Three public schools in New Haven were locked down Monday and today after gun report in one and threats of violence in two more. These were part of a wave of school threats throughout Connecticut, coming days after a high schooler in Michigan attended class to shoot four students to pieces. Police are investigating, but luckily the local lockdowns ended without incident. This morning, I read about the Republicans planning to use education as the platform from which to reclaim white suburban voters and thus retake Congress. Republicans say their message is resonating among parents whose frustrations have boiled up during the coronavirus pandemic and now include the quality of classwork, mass mandates, and transgender rights, according to Bloomberg. It worked in Virginia. The Republicans think it can work around the country. Kevin McCarthy, the House Minority Leader, is feeling so good about the GOP's chances next fall that he's crafting what he calls a parent bill of rights for campaigning. The idea is that parents should be the ultimate authorities over their children's education. That might sound principled, except that according to the Republican view, such authority ends where the rights of guns everywhere begins.
Yeah.
That might sound noble, if not for the fact that gun owners in America have a higher claim to government protection than parents with children. Now, what this article is talking about, and another one that I'm going to talk about even later on, things like this get me to thinking the founders were right. Democracy is its own worst enemy. It gives degenerates and fools equal power in deciding the Republic's business. I mean, what do you do with people who are more afraid of totally made up threats, critical race theory, than of totally real threats, such as an irresponsible mom and dad buying their teen son a semi-automatic handgun for Christmas before the boy takes it to high school to murder and injure his classmates? What do you do with people who look at the face of death and shrug? Last thing, with those white suburban voters in mind, McCarthy said Friday, the reason the pandemic continues to rage nationwide is due to Joe Biden's failure to contain it. I know President Biden promised America that he could handle COVID, he said. More people have died from COVID this year than last year. The former president piled on. They've lost more people this year than they did last year, Donald Trump said. And we have the vaccines, and we have the therapeutics, and we have the Regeneron, and we have all the different things, and they lost more. Somebody help
me. That's some tortured logic right there. Holy cow. Wow.
It really is. And what it's saying is that these people are taking advantage of people who really have given up their own thought processes. And so when McCarthy and others say, we are going to lead these, what was the old acronym? You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to lead these horses to the water, but they're making them drink it. Listen, man.
The COVID-infested waters, they're making them drink it.
Man, what is it about those of you who call yourself Republicans, conservatives, and even those independents who are now leaning towards giving Republicans back control over this nation? If you are any of those people, you know, please explain to us why you can be led around like that and the dangers inherent in you giving up your own way of thinking.
And you're right. Or maybe at the end of the day, they hide behind that cloak of, you know, freedom of choice, states' rights, all these things, 2A, you know, your right to bear arms. But at the end of the day, those laws are going to get heavy, heavy on our shoulders as time goes on. Look at what's happening with abortion.
Man, it is really so frightening. I'm going to talk a little bit later on about another article that says it is too late for this nation to recover, and that the divide in this nation between Republicans and Democrats, that chasm is so broad that there is no way that this nation is ever going to come back together because of what Republicans are doing intentionally. leading people down a path that will never allow our nation to ever come back together.
The only reason why I hesitate on that point, that, you know, it'll will it ever go back to the way it was? No, I don't think so. The only sort of saving grace I see, and this is a tragic saving grace, is that the base as a whole is being lied to, manipulated, and gaslit. That, you know, there's, in my mind, in some corner of my mind, that can only go on for so long. People begin to suffer enough that they take a look around.
Listen, man, I don't believe that the people who call themselves conservatives now, and I've seen conservatives in my lifetime, and I know Republicans and what they were and what they are today and what they've been turned into.
Yeah.
They've given up their own thought processes. And so what makes someone believe that all of a sudden they're going to reclaim it? The Republican Party is hell bent on continuing to control the minds of those folk who call themselves Republicans and conservatives for their own benefit. So I don't see, and those people have willfully given up their own thought processes. And I don't see, and when I get to this article, after we come back, I agree with this, the person who's making this claim, the group that's making this claim, because if they've given that up now, what's going to make them decide to come back? The Republicans are just digging deeper and deeper, and they're controlling, they're using mind control even more as they notice that it works, and they're going to continue to benefit from it.
It makes me wonder, because we've seen fascist systems collapse before, fall out of style, become stigmatized by the general public. You know, we've seen this before over the last 100 years. I'd love to hear somebody talk about why is that? You know, how did we get back from the brink on World War II? You know, that, yeah, I like it.
Well, you know, the difference was, you know, World War II, you were fighting different nations. We're talking about an internal fight.
Sure.
That we haven't seen since the Civil War, and we know what kind of damage was done then. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. What do you say? You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.